Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and mentions of drug use. Listener discretion is advised. Drugs, scandalous neon clothing, flashing lights, and EDM, or electronic dance music, are all essential parts of the rave scene here in Austin and across the country. Although these music events draw massive crowds, dance, house, EDM, techno music, whatever you choose to call it, is constantly criticized. Musicians like are fighting to change the genre's reputation here in Austin.
First off, and I'm not trying to be a dick here, I fucking hate the term EDM. And I don't
know what else to use, because honestly, I don't really...
I just like saying dance music or fucking rhythm music. EDM to me represents like... It represents corporatization of like that kind of music or club music in general. So many things qualify as EDM. Disco, hardcore, fucking dub, house, techno, Jersey club, trap is EDM. Like honestly, all that shit could fall under EDM technically, right? So like why, but when I think about like what EDM as a term came to mean in America, it tends to mean the post like commodification of dubstep like dance music scene, I would say.
This is Bevo Beats, a podcast by The Daily Texan focusing on the role UT students play in the greater Austin music industry. Austin's echo through Texas was silenced in early 2020 with the arrival of coronavirus, closing once crowded bars and venues. As the live music capital of the world slowly trudges through a pandemic, concertgoers are left wondering if it will ever return to its former glory. Vaccinated and ready for action, this summer I explored Austin's up-and-coming rave scene as it reemerges from pandemic isolation. In this episode, we dive into the world of raves, drug use, and the evolution of dance music as technology dominates the industry.
Majority of the time, I'm listening to like techno house music or like bass music, like majority of the time. Then I also listen to like alternative, you know, rap. I listen to a lot of different stuff. Like I literally love everything but country. Like that's my thing.
Meet Alze, an experienced raver.
Ever since I started going to raves, like I really embrace the whole culture. Like honestly, I'm gonna go full out with this. Like if I like it this much, then I'll just go full out with it. So I bought like the proper attire, like all the outfits. I listen to the music like a lot now. I literally make like rave like candy. Like I was literally making some earlier because I have a rave this weekend. And I'm gonna exchange with people. And I was making like the candy necklaces and everything.
Rave candy are beaded bracelets, necklaces, and elaborate body jewelry made and traded by ravers as they meet and bond with one another at events.
Everyone I meet is like so nice. Like no matter what, like you're not gonna meet people that are just mean. What raving stands for is peace, love, unity, and respect. Like that's what everyone goes by.
Ravers strive to maintain a safe and inclusive atmosphere for everyone, revolving around the acronym PLUR, which stands for peace, love, unity, and respect.
Yeah, it feels safe. Like I get social anxiety sometimes, but like I usually feel pretty safe at raves, weirdly.
Yeah, I actually like, I never thought about that, but now that you say that, like I totally agree with that. Cause like I have social anxiety too. Like I literally have to take like prescription medicine for it every day. And like whenever I'm at raves, I'm totally fine. Like no care in the world. Like I'm just living.
I spoke with DJ Mark Valdez, otherwise known as Sykes, on his career growth since the pandemic and experience with party drugs. He started playing casually at friends kickbacks before debuting publicly in November of 2020.
I was going to school for psychology and I've gone to fucking therapy. But that one rave like healed so much in me that in comparison to like 100 therapy sessions, you know, it was just very transformative. very cathartic for the first time in my life. Like, I finally felt like beautiful, if that makes sense. Like, I loved myself and I loved life. And people give love back, you know, like, this is, nothing makes me happier than that. Knowing that people enjoyed, like, sharing that experience. Because that's what I'm, to me, that's what I'm doing. Like, I'm sharing myself.
It's a really vulnerable position to be in, I guess.
Yeah, it's fucking scary. It's scary up there, yeah.
Raves have long been associated with several party drugs, such as Molly, ecstasy, MDMA, LSD, cocaine, and even some designer drugs, which are lab-modified versions of the drugs previously mentioned, all of which prolong one's energy and mood throughout the immersive experience, though not without extreme risk.
As fun as it is, it's definitely like not healthy and it's dangerous stuff. I'm okay with like natural medicines, but chemically produced shit, you gotta be very careful. Once you start doing stuff like that, the people that you start attracting and surrounding yourself with are not gonna be like the highest quality of individuals, you know? I don't know, maybe I'm just a fucking weirdo, but like I can recreate that sensation. Drugs don't do anything what your body can't already naturally do. You know what I mean? It does, it's not like a fucking, you don't build a new organ that, you know what I mean? Like it's just effect, it's enhancing what your body already does. In my opinion, it's something that you can, it's a state of being that you can achieve. Maybe it's not as intense, but it's definitely not impossible. I can feel love and appreciation and happiness on my own.
I bet it's a different experience to be like in the position of power of like being a DJ, you know, like you're creating the vibe. So it's almost like you are the drug experience. Like you are the person who's creating what everyone else is feeling.
Is the most incredible thing I've ever felt in my life. It's very, it fulfills my soul completely. A lot of DJs, they like read the crowd, you know? I try to stay away from that because I would try to curate like a journey, an experience. You just gotta trust me to like take you through it.
Raving is more than just loud music and trippy visuals. It's transformative and inspiring, even without chemical enhancement.
Ultimately, I think the best musical experiences are ritualistic in a certain sense. It's like you're watching a person or a group command and create an experience that you are then reacting to. So like the audience is always part of a musical performance.
This is a local DJ with a taste for dark ambiance, influenced by video game soundtracks and movie scores.
I like drugs and psychedelics as a way to enhance an experience. It's very self-absorbed to say that I would not be the same. I would not be the same person I am today if I didn't do acid, but for better or worse, that's probably true. I like the idea of people having a fun, engaging environment to do that kind of like exploration and into like, you know, the level of intimacy they can achieve and open up with drugs. But like, it's also very much like, you know, it's something that people need to be risk aware about.
With almost every major city in the US seeing an uptick in overdose related deaths since the pandemic, education on risk awareness and harm reduction could save lives.
Like me and my partner are big on making sure places have Narcan, and we've helped out with that, facilitating with that. Boston Harm Reduction also is a great resource for people that want, if you need help like getting those kinds of resources, I would recommend them. I really like the emphasis, like especially now with like how weird drugs have been post-pandemic, with things being cut, that people like really take it seriously, having the resources to help somebody if something does go wrong.
The DJ is a crucial part of the rave experience, though I can't help but wonder if technology could replace the need for a DJ altogether. Could algorithms soon dominate the industry?
My big worry with a lot of algorithm stuff is it's just like, once again, helping corporations and like companies on their quest to find the most fucking soulless, like fucking commodified product music that will be listened to by the most people they can, help them in the creation of that more insidiously without the need for like actual people anymore.
What was disco music in the 70s became techno by the 90s, and today we have EDM, which constantly evolves in tandem with technology.
Let's wrap it back to electronic music. How many clubs do you think are just gonna fucking like try to replace real DJs with like a fucking algorithm that does mixing?
Who's gonna go to a club to listen to a machine play though? Like, I think people
No, I get your point, but like, you think they're not gonna try it? They're gonna try it. It might fucking blow up in their face, but like, I guarantee you they're gonna fucking try it. The shows like that have been getting booked recently, including like the ones I've helped out with, there's way more people coming out than would have ever come out back then. And I'm hoping that that's a sign of something new and sustainable. And it's like, I understand that part of it is like post-pandemic, maybe people are willing to try something new that they haven't, like, you know, they're willing to explore new stuff.
I kind of feel like after going so long without having live music, people are still trying to figure out how to act at shows.
Oh no, for sure. You see that shit. When you're out, you can see people that are just like staring and they're like, oh shit, what do I do again during this? I guess I dance, right? What's that like? It's just funny. Like, yeah, you watch people try to remember how to like have fun basically, kind of almost. Definitely there's a reaction where more people are being adventurous with like the kind of shows and experiences they're willing to see. I can see it for sure. I'm hoping that there's like something sustainable that can be built out of that, and we can have a good consistent rave scene like we've never had before in this city.
This EDM was like the first thing in my life where I was like, this is me, you know? Like, this is what I enjoy. This is the first time that like I broke out of my shell. I found my confidence in myself, and it completely changed my life.
For the Daily Texan, I'm audio producer Allison Nodal. This episode was created with the help of associate audio editor Addy Costello. The music you heard on this episode was Ephemeral and Far Cry by Sykes, and Body Alteration, Change Nature, and It's Ephemeral by Private Service.